guest, Dr. Malachi Martin, in Manhattan, where I suspect the sun is probably beginning to come up.
Well, it's not quite up yet. There's a little bit of rain and rain clouds here.
I see.
But it's a good morning, though.
Not one of the three days of darkness somewhere.
It's just to be good old American rain. You know, and it's probably the tail end of some hurricane or something out in the Atlantic. It's still, life is good.
Life is good. Life is great. Doctor, a couple of faxed questions.
Sure.
Do possessed people tend to cluster together or associate with each other?
Yes, they do.
Are there people in high government positions, such as mayors, councilmen, even presidents, national leaders, in your view, who are possessed?
I have known leaders, without saying at what level, municipal, state, or federal, who I have known who were possessed. Yes. I don't say which country even, but yes, certainly.
Are there things, Father, that in the course of a exorcism have occurred that you would not ever talk about publicly?
Yes, there are. There are. Things connected with somebody's personal shame, things that are very derogatory to a country or a race, and then a third category of things which are forms of blasphemy that hurt you to know.
That hurt you to know.
Even to know it hurts you, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. It hurts you to know it, so I just know. I wouldn't tell anybody.
First time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Martin. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Where are you, please?
From Tujunga, Reverie, California.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Art.
Yeah,
yes.
Good morning to the world, really.
That's right.
I'm wondering whether or not a person can be possessed, first part of this question, and not have any fear. Does that mean it's a complete...
Not of any fear. Not of any fear of what?
Of anything. Of virtually feeling that from the earliest days of my recollection, of my walk onto one side of the hill or the other, has allowed me to experience something that I've always had a notion that may be playing with the dark side.
Yes.
But I wonder if it's possible to have a possession by, as you say, one generation to the next with a spirit or a demon that has to be not considered really that malevolent. Someone more like...
Well, you may not consider it so. The question is, can you be possessed and be, in effect, comfortable with that? Is that your question?
Yeah, something like if my family went back to the Borgias.
All right.
Those who are perfectly possessed are quite comfortable and don't want to change. They're very comfortable.
You could have four children and love your children.
Oh, yes.
And love those things in life, certainly.
Yes, but you will... You'll hand on something. Because, look, my friend, I will probably never have the pleasure of meeting you, but I know this much, that if we were to meet, if you meet anybody, if you have some interchange with anybody, even on the telephone, even by this radio satellite that is linking us now, you modify the person morally. You've modified me already, and I've modified you. And Art has modified me, and I've modified you. There's always... We human beings are not machines. We receive indelible impressions from each other, even at a distance. And therefore, you influence everybody according to the good or the bad in you. And therefore, you can't simply say that I can have four children and love them. It says you can, but you're going to give them something that you wouldn't give them if you weren't possessed.
You understand exactly what you're being told, don't you, Carl?
Yes, I do, but doctor,
yes.
Do you sense, do you go by sense or do you go by
a knowing
that you know or understand?
It's a knowing, caller. That's not hard to answer.
It's a knowing.
All right. I would say to that person, just being a layman, seek somebody out, eh?
That's right. That's right, I would.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hello.
Yes, is it myself?
That's you.
Okay.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Wenatchee, Washington.
All right.
And I had a question, but I just was kind of really thrown off by something. Father Malachi, is it?
Yes.
Okay, pronounce it right. When you're talking about there are many roads to salvation.
Yes.
Is that, am I interpreting that right?
No, I didn't say that. There's only one Savior.
Art said that.
And one salvation.
Actually, I think Art said it.
Well, we were talking about people not of the Christian faith, and I said there may be many paths.
Many paths.
But really, there is only one. It's just that it is possible, and the discussion was centering around whether it's possible for somebody not of the Christian faith to be saved, to go to heaven as we all would wish, and the answer was yes.
Mm. The answer is yes.
In the way you live your life.
And the mechanism
is there a scripture reference that I might look at, or...
I beg your pardon?
Are you basing that on a scripture reference?
No, I'm not basing it on scripture reference, because scripture doesn't contain all the truth I need.
Okay.
I'm basing it on the teaching of the church.
Of the Catholic Church?
Of the Catholic Church, yes. I'm a Catholic priest.
Right. I just wanted to clarify that. I was thrown off, and I thought, and if, you know, if there's something... I mean, I don't mind you believing whatever you want. No problem at all.
Well, you should. You should really mind what I believe. I really mind what you believe, too. I want you to believe the truth, and I want you want me to believe the truth.
Well, I guess maybe whatever.
You're not indifferent to my salvation. I'm not indifferent to your salvation. I want you to be saved, and you want me to be saved.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because hell is a nasty place.
You know, I can't be feckless and say, oh, do what you like, believe what you like. No. I want you to believe the truth. And I say that with great love.
Yeah, I didn't want to mislead anybody. When I said many paths, I meant for many people around the world. It is possible to achieve salvation without
formally a Christian. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Sure. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hello.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you, ma'am. Where are you?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin, good.
Yeah, I was wondering if you talk to people about God...
Mm-hmm.
And they get meaner. What's that mean?
All right, if you talk to people about God and they get meaner, or they get angry, what does that mean?
It does happen, all right. Sometimes, it depends on the person, though. Sometimes people may think you're just preaching at them and they get angry. They don't want to be preached at. Others, because they don't believe in God and they've shooed away from it and they don't want to be reminded of it. There can be various reasons why they get mean, and they shouldn't be mean. They should not get mean.
If there is a particularly violent reaction, then it might have more meaning, might it?
That's right. It might have art, yes. It would, if it is a particularly violent reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Catholic, I often met that in my youth. When there was much more prejudice against Catholics. I get a very violent reaction from people. But people are funny, you know.
They are. There was a TV show named that, I think. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Doctor and Art.
Yes, where are you, ma'am?
I'm in Southern California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My question is, excuse me, what are your thoughts about multiple personality disorder?
MPDs, as we call them.
Yes.
I'll tell you, the experience I've had working with psychiatrists is that the cases we've come across, over 50% are not what traditionally called MPDs. They are a question of multiple demonic possession.
And how would that be determined, which?
Only by exorcism, by trying exorcism. I'll give you one case, concrete case. I'll do it fast, Art. Okay, it's a woman, grandmother, engaged in certain rites, Satanist rites, affecting the life of her grandchild and her own daughter, and doing it in the name of Isabel, one of their personalities, and then suddenly switching to Hilda, and so on, multiple personality. But we decided that it was too Satanist in its tone, and we should try exorcism. And having tried exorcism, we found she was possessed. She entertained these demons.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Doctor, is Satanism growing?
Put it like this. The incidence of Satanism, both the clergy and the police find, seems to be on the increase.
Yes.
It's very hard to know. It seems to be. Is it that it's becoming more open, more flaunting? We don't know. But it's certainly the incidents are much more frequent nowadays. And you never know. It's very hard to know.
You put that together with an 800% increase in the Northeast where you are in exorcisms.
There does seem there's a special influence. Now, I should, Art, but it's not relevant perhaps, but I should tell you the attitude of the Roman Catholic Church for a long time has been that this is especially, it's a time of history especially in which Satan, Lucifer, has special liberty, which will end with the year 2000. But it's a part of inner Catholic lore, that.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hello.
Yes, this is Betty in Kansas City.
Hello,
it's Betty.
Hi. Doctor, did I not understand you to say earlier in the program that many of the young priests nowadays don't believe in a hell?
That's right.
You know, I am the wife of a Baptist preacher.
Yes.
And for years now, my husband and I have had the theory that so many times we hear the love of God preached, but there's no the old-fashioned hell, fire, and brimstone.
I know. That's gone. And from Catholic
pulpit. That's why we're in such trouble today.
I know it is. I agree with you, ma'am.
Yes.
Doctor, it's real, isn't it?
It's as real as the nose on your face, Art. And it's not as beautiful as your nose. just to make a joke to relieve the tension.
Yes.
Of it. Because I shouldn't be making physical references, but it's an expression in Ireland where I grew up.
My nose is an open target. Don't worry about it.
No, it's just, it's like a sprain of the nose in your face is a famous phrase in Ireland. They're always saying it. It's a sprain of the nose in your face that he...
Of course.
Is. But, yes, it's real. It's real. It's too real for words. And it's very, very off-putting. I don't want to end up there.
Well, you know, I haven't read them all, but I've received a lot of, but not a lot, a few... Angry, very angry faxes.
I'm sure you have.
How dare you, Art, expose the audience to this old-fashioned, put the fear of God in them, hell and fire and brimstone. You know, people very angry.
Oh, they are. I know they're very angry. And as I say, my reading of the real, really, really, really angry ones is that this disturbs a way of life. This manifests a weakness. This tells the truth about the way they live, and they don't like that to be reminded of it.
Enough said. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hello.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, sir. Where are you?
Kentucky.
All right.
Got one real quick question.
Yes.
For Dr. Malachi. Would you please make some kind of comment or explanation about the Witch of Endor and Saul and Samuel?
There's no doubt about it that the function of the Witch of Endor was what we would say as a channeler. If you know what channeling is nowadays.
Oh, yes.
That's what she was doing, and she was used by Satan to give Saul a sense of despair so that he finally did commit suicide the following day instead of trusting God.
When you speak of channeling, there are many means of channeling. Isn't the Ouija board just another channeling avenue?
Of course. Of course. That's what it is.
First-time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hi.
Yes, Art, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you?
I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Doctor, I'm quoting from Mark 16. It's a bit familiar passage to you. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned.
That's right.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Yes.
It just said that the requirement where is there to believe... cast out devils. What do you base your premise on that you have to be of special authority to cast out devils?
I'm not saying that you have to be that. We've just had a man talking to us about an hour ago who has none special authority of any church, but he does cast out devils, he says, and there's no reason to disbelieve him. And I've known the singular case of one or two men and women who were able to do it, but they're very rare. In my church, the habit has been for a long time, for about 1,400 years, to do it under the authority of a bishop, because the bishop does represent Christ.
Put it this way, doctor, as a normal course of events, you would not ask your auto mechanic to perform brain surgery.
That's right. Thank you. That's exactly it.
All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Malachi Martin. Hello.
Yes, this is Scott from Wichita.
Yes, Scott.
Yes, I've got a question I'd like to ask the father there, please.
Yes.
The Pope that we have now,
yes.
Is there any comment that he has made on the one that he is the predecessor? In other words, is he uncomfortable with the next pope? And then after you answer that, I got another question.
Well, I doubt if he knows who the next pope is. So he couldn't be uncomfortable with him. You know what I mean? He doesn't. I doubt if he knows
right.
who the next pope is.
Okay. One other real quick question, sir,
yes.
please. A very good friend of mine here that lives in the same building that I do. We talk about what you've been talking about this evening, or this morning, rather.
Yes.
There is two particular demons that I don't know what the names of them are, but he has stated that he has seen one that attacked his wife.
Very yes. quickly, caller.
In a sexual manner.
Yes.
There's one for men and then one for women.
Yes.
What are those names, please?
I don't know. I only know the name of two demons. One is Lucifer, the other is Satan. They're distinct demons.
Doctor, we're coming to the end of the program. It has been incredible.
I want to thank you very much for having me.
I want to thank you very much for being here. It has been absolutely incredible. And perhaps one day we will do it again. If not, this will certainly stand as the definitive program we've ever done on this subject. And
I tell you, all you've got to do is to call me and tell me, and I will come to you. I'll do your show again and again and again. It's too much of a privilege to expect it, but I will do it whenever you ask.
Thank you, my friend, and have a good rest.
And God bless you.
Take care. Dr. Malachi Martin. Whew. I'll tell you this. I'm sure it is a very, very draining experience to do an exorcism. It's also somewhat draining to talk about it and to grasp over a period of time these concepts and ideas. Very interesting. So I want to thank you all. I'm sorry that we are out of time.
Tonight's program has been released from our archives and is available on tape for $33.50. It's Art Bell and his first interview with Father Malachi Martin. If you'd like a copy of this program on tape, dial toll-free 1-800-917-4278 and ask for tape number 010421C. The cost is $33.50 for all 5 hours without the commercials. That tape number once again, 010421C. To order, call 1-800-917-4278.